Erevin Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph 5:1. Up to now, we've established that a person gets a tchum around his makom shvisa, and that is the area in which he's confined on Shabbos. The tchum being a 2,000 amos in all directions around his makom shvisa, his home base. Now, home base is my translation. Makom shvisa literally means the place of his residency or dwelling. Now, there really could be three kinds of makom shvisa. The simplest would be a person himself. And that being the case, a person would get 2,000 amos in all directions from where he's standing, let's say in the middle of nowhere. And technically speaking, actually, since a person gets dalet amos already, that's his place, he would actually get 2,000 amos in all directions from his dalet amos, bringing us to, like, say, 2,002 or 2,004, depending on if the dalet amos is 4x4, 8x8. Okay? If a person is in a structure, let's say it's in his house, and his house is a very large house, for argument's sake, so then, or a small house for that matter, the measurement of the tchum is 2,000 amos in all directions around the perimeter of the house. So if the house is very big, so his tchum now could be that much larger. The third possibility is that a person is living inside a city. And if he's living inside a city or a town that's established with multiple houses, as we'll define a little more in the Masechta, as we go this parak, so then he gets 2,000 amos beyond the city. So we have to define exactly what constitutes city, what are structures are included in the city, how we measure the perimeter of the city, and then we'll say 2,000 amos beyond that perimeter in all directions, that will define his tchum. Obviously, if the city is very large, then his tchum could be enormous. Now, here in Mishnah Aleph, we start by asking, Ketzed ma'abrin es ha'arim. How do we circumscribe, that is to say, to draw a rectangle around a city, to define the makom shvisa? And then around that, we would then add 2,000 amos in all directions. So, circumscribe means, and to understand in this context also of our Mishnah here, to mean you're going to draw a rectangle around all the structures that are there for living. It'll be the tightest rectangle you can make that will include all the structures. Now, of course, if the structures, for argument's sake, are arranged in a circle, so then you're going to have, like, all the corners where there's no houses, but they're inside the rectangle. And if the same goes, if the town is structured like on an X formation where the houses are on two diagonals, so then the town will be, the makom shvisa, the town will be defined as a rectangle around all of those homes, meaning around the X with the four corner houses, if you will, the X will be in the four corners of the rectangle, presumably, if it's a regular X. And then beyond that circumscribed rectangle, you will then go 2,000 amos in all directions to define the tchum around that town, which is the person's makom shvisa. Now, the literal words, ketzed ma'abrin, is from the Lushan, ubar, which is like a child in utero. So, like a mu'uberet is a pregnant woman. So, ketzed ma'abrin means, so to speak, how do we deal with the contours, the extended contours of the city, to put them into one single circumscribed rectangle. So it's referring to as ma'abrin because the same way a woman who's pregnant, sort of her boundaries extend out at her belly where the baby is, so to the boundaries of the city will extend out to include all of the residencies and things that are fit for residency on some level, as we'll see in the Mishnah, not a very high level, to be included inside that rectangle, which will define the person's makom shvisa, the town, for the purpose of then drawing 2,000 amos in all directions for the tchum. So how do we do it? Again, so the gist is, before we get to technicalities, you're simply going to draw a rectangle, tight as you could, around all of the structures that are there for people to live in around the entire city. And then that rectangle will be the rectangle we're talking about, and then extend in 2,000 amos in all directions. And here we say, the Mishnah says, if you have bias nichnas and bias yotze, if you have, like, some houses that kind of go in, like, let's say for argument's sake, the city is built like a chessboard and you have, you know, eight rows and eight columns of 64 houses. Then you have, for argument's sake, say you have an extra, one more house, the 65th house on the whatever on the left side. So the point is you're going to include that 65th house also, making the rectangle that defines the city include the entire chessboard, so to speak, plus a whole another column to include that extra house. Just so you should know, the distance residence needs to be included as part of this city is it has to be within 70 and two-thirds amos of the next closest house. So that number 70 and two-thirds, you might recognize, we had it before when we talked about the Karpif. That just number is derived from by the Karpif, which was the storage facility, could be up to 5,000 square amos. And if you have a square that's 5,000 square amos, so then each side, using basic good old Pythagoras, each side is roughly 70 and two-thirds of an amma. So the 70 and two-thirds times 70 and two-thirds gets you to 5,000, essentially. So the point is, any house that's within 70 and two-thirds amma of the previous is included, and we're going to box them all in, whether it comes in or it comes out. Pagum nichnas and pagum yotze, same goes if you have like a wall around the city. And the pagum is the like the watchtowers. So there are watchtowers, like turrets in the walls, where people do stay, not always, but they could stay there and live there as like in the watchtower. So those pagums, those watchtowers, the turrets, they're all included in the periphery of the city. So if you have like a one bulging watchtower in the perimeter of the walls of the city, so then the square you're going to draw for your makom shvisa will be a larger square that includes that watchtower, and then you'll have a lot of empty space around the rest of the city, for argument's sake. Hayusham gududios, if you have ruins, people used to live there, and now they either lived inside the walls or in structures around the walls, and now those structures are destroyed. As long as gavos asart tfachim, as long as the ruins still have a roof that allows for 10 tfachim of living space within, because that's sort of the minimum that a person would live in. Think back, for example, to good old Masech HaSukkah, the Dira Srucha, less than 10 tfachim. So as long as 10 tfachim high, you have those walls, then you either need to have three mechitzos, three walls that are 10 tefachim high around this structure, and then that's true even if there's actually no roof on it. Or you need to have just two walls 10 tefachim high if there's a roof on it. Both of those would be considered to be ruins that are on some level livable in, and that being the case, they would be included. Same goes ugesharim unefashos. Gesharim are bridges. In the good old days, the bridges, which allowed you, of course, to go over the stream or river, whatever it is, also had like someone living there as a tax collector, etc., whoever, you know, who's the police in charge, whoever it is, so that being the security. So that being the case, someone lives inside the watch house of the bridge, and that being this case, that's considered to be a living place, and again, as long as you're within 70 and two-thirds almost of the previous, it's part of the city, and it's all included. Nefashos, this is referring to like a mausoleum. Like a mausoleum is a structure you build on top of a grave, like a house on top of a grave, like the Tzion. And people would actually live there. It's fit for living. So any of the nefashos, any of these mausolea that are fit for living in, so those would be included also, as long as sheish ben beis dira, provided that your mausoleum or your bridge has like a place for someone to live. Motzin es amida kenegdan. So then you extend the four sides of the rectangle that you're circumscribing around the city to that extent, so that you've enclosed in all of these ruins and turrets and mausolea and bridges, etc. Va'osnosa kemin tavlam rubat, and therefore you'll measure out an area that is like again a tavla. Remember, we've had this a few times. It's like the tabletop. Temporary tabletop, so it means like a make a square or a rectangle, murubat, a rectilinear, you know, structure. It's just, you know, it's got four sides and four right angles in the corners. Kadei shehei niskar es hazavios, which then allows for the leniency of the corners to be included. Meaning, just think the simplest case is think of the city as being circular. So then, of course, if you now put it inside a square, so then the corners are extra, no one lives there, but they're included inside the Malkun Shvisa, and give you that much more when you then give 2,000 amos in all four directions from those walls. There is a small girsa issue that, according to our girsa, we have osin osa kimin tavla murubat. You make it like a square, which would mean that that's the Malkun Shvisa, the town's perimeter is like a square or rectangle, whereas the Barthenor's Lashon, or his Girsa was the Va'osin Osan, you make them. He'd understand this is referring to the Tchum, as the four, the limits of where the Tchum ends on all four directions are all going to be also rectilinear, allowing for a rectangle that you get the corners again. You'll be able to walk in your Tchum at a great distance on the corners where there's, you know, instead of just seeing 2,000 amos in all directions, you'll get roughly 2,800 amos in the four corners.